These is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes.
These is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
Peace. So, I just want to let y'all know, but first and foremost, this video is not going to be suitable for all viewers. I'm going to touch on a few topics that may be a little graphic. So if you got some young people watching, I advise you to, not let them see a few things. But I'll give y'all a heads up before I show the clip. All right. Now, in this video, I'm going to be talking about the Red Shoe Club. All right. Or also known as the Red Shoe Society. Now, I've done some research on this group. Right. And lo and behold, these people that are good at whitewashing a lot of this information has now covered it up. OK, with things such as the Red Shoe Society to make it seem as if it's a foundation for trans America, right? But if you do some deep diving and digging, you'll clearly see that this cult does exist. And I'm going to show you guys proof also on a lot of the facts here. But we're going to go down a rabbit hole before I do any of that, all right? So the Red Shoe Club basically consist of two specific groups, okay? The first group is going to be called the Ninth Circle Cult, all right? And then the second group is going to be Noahidism, okay? But I'm going to speak about these two cults and give you all the details on both, all right? Now, Noahidism, okay, derives from Judaism. All right. It is a monotheistic Jewish religion. OK, that actually practices the seven laws of Noah. All right. Now, the seven laws of Noah consist of, you know, not disrespecting God, not eating animal flesh, righteous things. OK, virtuous things. All right. As you can see, they represent the rainbow. OK, now there is a connection here. All right. There is a small connection here that I'm going to point out to you guys. All right. Now, if you notice, these celebrities here, OK, are wearing the rainbow as well. And we've seen the rainbow projected. I've actually done videos about the rainbow. OK, a lot of you guys have told me, oh, no, Jay, the rainbow represents that God wouldn't flood the world anymore. Right. But there is a underlying connection to the rainbow, all right? And we're gonna break that down as well too. Now, if you guys can see here, all right, Noahidism, okay, has a connection to a group, all right, which is also a Jewish group called the Baal Teshuva movement. Okay, now the Baal Teshuva movement actually practices a lot of studies out of the Talmud. Okay, now if you guys don't know what the Talmud is, this is a book that the Zionists actually practice. Okay, they use a lot of knowledge that is inside of this book here. Okay, it's a lot of mysticism as well inside of the Talmud. All right, but this is where the term Goyim comes from. Another word for slave is Goyim. All right, so when we see that Noahidism, right, is basically a cover up for actually the Baal Teshuva movement, all right? And then you start digging deeper and deeper, all right? You see that the Baal represents the six-pointed star here. He's inside of the six-pointed star, all right? Now, some of you may or may not know the connection with Baal, all right? But back in the days, a lot of these people would actually sacrifice their children, okay, to Baal. All right, this is where that whole concept of Santa Claus comes from, right? There's a connection between Baal and Santa Claus. But they are actually into mysticism, okay? So the Baal Teshuvah movement actually practices mysticism, and Noahidism is basically a cover-up, okay? As you guys can see here, this is another practice that the Noahidisms actually do, okay? They sacrifice chickens, okay? Now, if you guys didn't notice, right, I'm going to get a little spiritual, but if you guys didn't notice, a lot of these groups, such as Jewish groups, right, actually participate in sacrifices, okay? You know, they don't speak about it because, you know, it's underlying information, but a lot of them practice in sacrifices, which is why majority of them are very wealthy, okay? Human sacrifices, animal sacrifice, they do it all, okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, all right? But the Baal Teshuvah movement is actually one of the Red Shoe Clubs, okay? And I'm going to get to how they have that connection as well. Now, the second group is going to be the Ninth Circle Cult, okay? Now, the Ninth Circle Cult is when you see these Catholic leaders, such as the popes and global leaders, all right? Pope Francis, Benedict the 16th, okay? Now, these people are actually considered the Ninth Circle Cult, okay? They would be in connection with a lot of Jesuits, okay? So when we think of Jesuits, this would be their name, okay? And now these Jesuits, they actually practice in a lot of child sacrifices and human sacrifices as well, all right? But now let's dig into how these individuals actually partake in these disgusting practices. All right, now there's a group called Ndrangheta. Okay, Ndrangheta is actually a mafia, okay, that is responsible for trafficking a lot of children. Okay, now Ndrangheta is actually a mafia group that actually comes from Italy. Okay, now that's the connection there that they have with the Catholics as well. Okay, but these people actually provide them, okay, with the children that they need. All right, if we take a look here, we can see that in 2007, they actually trafficked about 2.8 billion, okay, human beings, okay, and got away with it basically. All right. So this group here, Ndrangheta, okay, they're responsible for a lot of criminal activities that we hear about, all right? So when people say, oh, the mafia, the mob is this, the mob is that, no, it gets deeper than that, all right? It gets way deeper than that.
Because that just got me tight, because now that I just said that to Jerry, now I'm fucking thinking about it, bro. Our whole ride, this was on the phone talking in his language, and then you taking me away from my crib. But it's a good thing I pay attention, bro. I'm not talking to you, bro. Just drive. I'm not talking to you. Just drive. Just drive. I'm dead not even talking to you, because I noticed this, bro. The whole ride from downtown, the was talking in his language, and that's the same this GT said. You talking in your language the whole time, and it's a good thing I'm looking around and paying attention. I'm like, bro, where the fuck are we going? Like, why are we under here? Why are we over here? Why are we here? And as soon as I make this go towards my crib and I start spazzing and I start making him go towards my crib, he hangs up the phone. Now he's not talking no more in his language. Now he's not doing that no more. No more conversation. The whole time I was on the phone telling Jerry about the situation, he was on the phone. The whole highway ride, he was on the phone. And now that I started paying attention to where the f*** I'm going, because I'm sitting here realizing I'm in this car too f***ing long, and I'm realizing that I'm going away from my f***ing house, this hangs up the phone. You got to really watch these Uber drivers, bro. You got to really watch these Uber drivers, bro. Because that's the same sh- bro said, bro. Talked in his language, and then he took him somewhere weird, and that's the same thing this is doing, driving me under a f***ing highway. Like, why is we still under the highway? Why is we under this dark highway, bro?
Jir was on her way home from work when she says the Lyft driver sprayed something inside the car, and she immediately started feeling weird.
Now, I want to talk about the connection that these two groups actually have to Hollywood. Okay, and the two groups I'm speaking about is the Ninth Circle Cult and the Baal Teshuva movement. Okay, now if we think about this, right, Jeffrey Epstein actually had enough money, okay, to buy an island, all right, to actually traffic children and sacrifice them, okay, on his island, all right, and drinking their blood. All right, it sounds disgusting, it sounds nasty, but this is what they do. All right, now I'm going to show you a clip from a Jewish movie. Okay, now I if you guys are, you know, weak at the stomach, I would advise you, you know, skip it, skip this part, or just don't show your kids, whatever, just turn it, skip it. But this is a show that they had put out around the 90s that gave proof to them actually sacrificing children. All right, now when we see these groups, right, we think it's all good, it's, you know, they're positive, but you know, whatever. I mean, I don't think that, but most people don't see the harm in a lot of their practices. Okay, but we must do our due diligence on a lot of these groups and organizations, all right? Now, when we see these red shoes on these celebrities and things of that nature, okay, it is said that a lot of these people in high-ranking positions actually sacrifice these children and use their body parts, okay, to make these type of shoes. All right. Now, you would say, Jay, why would they use, okay, these shoes, the children's body parts to make these shoes? Okay, it's simple. All right. It's to captivate that power. All right. It's the same concept as adrenochrome. Okay, I did a video on adrenochrome in the process, which is on the Patreon as well. The process that it takes, and the energy that it takes for an individual to actually sacrifice a child and use their energy for power. Okay, so when they are wearing a child's body parts or whatever, and they're making shoes out of it, okay, these what they would call lucky shoes. All right, these are their lucky shoes, which is kind of gross and disgusting when you think about it, but this symbolism is all throughout Hollywood. Okay, it's all throughout Hollywood. I mean, a lot of these entertainers that wear these shoes are pretty much down with the program and know, okay, what this this type of practice entails. All right, as you guys know, they always have the red carpet. Okay, this is a representation of that as well, the red carpet. All right, you know, a lot of performances are done in red. Okay, this is why they do this. Okay, there is a special power behind the color red. All right, but when we see that these entertainers are wearing these red shoes, okay, and it's weird because none of their clothes match, but they have on red shoes. Okay, you just got to pay very close attention to a lot of this occultic behavior. All right, and like I said, they did a lot of whitewashing, so a lot of this information is very difficult to find. All right, but the same thing goes with Cardi B with when she mentioned bloody shoes.
Jesus bloody shoes.
Jesus bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both.
Okay, now, bloody shoes, okay, that's a clear indication, okay, of child sacrifices, okay? And they make it popular, all right? They make it very popular for people to go along with this sick behavior, okay? Not knowing that what you're practicing in is occultic practices, all right? When you're purchasing these shoes and sporting them and taking pictures, you know, a lot of this stuff. Now, don't get me wrong, not all of these shoes are made from children. Not all of these red shoes are made from children's body parts, no. But it is a representation, okay, of these two specific groups, all right? Now, there's a woman by the name of Sarah Ruth Ashcraft, okay? Sarah Ruth Ashcraft actually came out a few years ago and exposed Tom Hanks, okay? Now, she actually went on Twitter and basically explained how she was sold, okay, to Tom Hanks as a teenager, all right? So she says here, "This is me at 13, the age I was when Tom Hanks purchased me from my father for as a dissociated mind control doll. I wonder how much he paid. I wonder how much money my father made for breaking my mind and selling my child body throughout my life. Will I ever get to know?" Okay, now, Sarah Ruth Ashcraft has yet to speak about this publicly, but this was the only tweet that was out there. Okay, now, a lot of people have came out and vouched that she was actually telling the truth, okay? And she has went into hiding since. Okay, I'm not sure if she's still out there, but she has went into hiding, basically, all right? And she's gave pretty extensive details on the connection that she had to Tom Hanks as well, all right? If you guys don't remember, there was a conspiracy with Wayfair, okay, where people were actually purchasing young children subliminally, okay, through their website, all right? And people were actually, you know, somebody actually got on board and found out what was going on, and Wayfair has not been the same since, all right? So, you know, there's a lot to, you know, dig into when we pay attention to a lot of this stuff. Now, I'm going to show you guys a clip here that is basically Macaulay Culkin saying that he also witnessed this Red Shoe Club situation.
Star Macaulay Culkin has blown the whistle on the entertainment industry elite to reveal that Hollywood studio executives are bloodthirsty Satanists who ritualistically murder child actors. The Home Alone star has exposed movie business execs as satanic pedophiles who ritually abuse children in the industry. He claims he only got out alive because he was a smart and suspicious kid who got too famous to be killed like some of the other kids. He says, quote, "You learn very early to recognize which of them want to abuse you and which of them have even darker tastes," he said, explaining that the worst of them wear shoes made of the skin of children that they ritually Macaulay Culkin dropped the huge truth bomb during a radio interview in Paris, France. He said, "Have you seen leather products made from human skin? It has a very unusual, distinctive look. I learned at a very young age to identify it." The news was picked up by French media, with mainstream French newspapers quickly reporting on the explosive interview. However, within an hour of publication, all reports began to disappear, with previously published articles suddenly being scrubbed from the internet.
Okay, so when we see this here, all right, we have to pay very close attention and keep a close tab on our children because, you know, it's not even about just the children, it's about people in general. I mean, at this point, you know, we know that there are groups out there that like to organ harvest and things of that nature. There are so many things that are going on in this world today that we would be surprised is going on behind closed doors, all right? But this Red Shoe Club situation is very real, okay? It's very, very real. And I'm pretty sure these people are making a mockery of it, you know, by putting out these type of shoes and things of that nature. But this is a way that they communicate, all right? If you guys don't remember, I spoke on one of my lives about last year, a situation where I had went to a party. And I actually had on some red shoes and wasn't aware of the response that I was going to get, okay? And when I wore these shoes, it was like all eyes were on me, all right? But I have thrown those shoes away, okay? And I didn't know about this stuff, okay? This is when I did not know about any of these things. So we must be very careful, okay? Because a lot of this stuff is manipulation tactics, okay? It's for all of us to go along with and to accept this type of behavior from these sick Hollywood people, all right?